The third quality, وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ, and الْقُنُوت is a devout, a humbly devout person, you can say. It means to be always aware of Allah Ta'ala. It means obedience and worship in the most humble way. In other words, you are always humble. You're always aware of Allah Ta'ala. When you eat, when you drink, when you stand, when you sit, when you sleep, when you awaken, when you work, when you play, when you do anything, you know that Allah Ta'ala is there. Thus, you are fully aware that you do not do anything that Allah Ta'ala does not like. Thus, you are a qanit, you are a muhsin. And this is in a narration of the great famous hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Jibril asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is ihsan? And what did he reply with? He said, ihsan is to worship Allah ta'ala as though you see him. Though you do not see him, he sees you. Imagine a person that worships Allah ta'ala in this manner. Now, brothers and sisters, can you imagine when you pray that you worship Allah Ta'ala, knowing for certainty that Allah is looking at you now? How would you act? Would you be able to commit fornication? When you know for certainty that Allah is watching you, you believe Allah is watching you, you are aware of this, you are a qanit, a muhsin, would you commit fornication? Would you commit theft? Would you slander? Would you backbite? You will not. Because you'll be too scared, knowing the Almighty Lord is looking at what you are doing. This is how we should be. Every Muslim, male or female, we should be all aware of this. We should be all qanit, which is to be a devout worshipper, aware of the Almighty Lord at all times.